Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here again from Transforming Bodies. And today I will be speaking to the amazing Dennis Crunier. Now, Dennis is the Managing Director of InMode Australia and New Zealand. And like, if you haven't noticed, I mean, these guys are making huge waves around Australia for their device technology. So today we're going to get a little bit of an insight of how they started, because to me, it's like they just kind of appeared and then they were there and they were there really strong. So welcome, Dennis.
Thank you, Trish. Lovely to be here.
Lovely to have you on. I've been looking forward to this. So tell us, first of all, Dennis, tell us about you. Like, how did you get started in the aesthetics industry and how did you get started with InMode?
Well, it goes back. I think I got into the aesthetic business in 2002. So I've been doing this almost 20 years. I had been in pharmaceutical before and I had my own IT company. But when I came to Australia, I was working for a company in the IT industry. And then we were working with a medical supply company. They offered me a position in their business, and part of their portfolio was aesthetic devices, originally the Palomar Medical products. And then in 2008, I was offered the opportunity to set up the direct Australian office for Palomar, which I did. 2013, Cynosure acquired Palomar, and I took over that business and merged the two together. There was an acquisition of Cynosure in 2017 by Hologic, a women's health company. And then the opportunity in 2019 arose where InMode were looking to establish a direct office in the ANZ Pacific Rim region. And I was asked if I would be interested in setting this business up for them in Australia, which I did. So 2019, October, officially the company started as a direct operation. We'd had distribution in Australia through various distributors, but with the phenomenal global growth of InMode, they were looking to now establish a number of direct offices around the world, particularly outside of North America. And so that was the start of InMode.
So what was it that attracted you to it? Like what? Why did you think, oh, yeah, this looks amazing, I am going to go and do this?
Predominantly the technology. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of companies in the industry were struggling with new technologies. So a lot of it was older rehash type technologies or just expansion on existing platforms, but nothing new. InMode brought a whole different dynamic, very robust technology, predominantly radio frequency. So although InMode has a laser-like pulsed light system, extremely effective in pigmentation, vascular lesions, and a laser hair removal device, vascular laser device, radio frequency is the real core underpinning technology for the business, and the growth globally of this business and the adoption of the technology was something that attracted me. So when I was in discussion with the corporate office, they were just running through some of the newer technologies, what the pipeline looked like for the next 3 to 5 years, the adoption through both core and non-core segments of the market. Feedback from customers. I looked at a lot of and spoke to a lot of customers globally who had invested in the technology, looking at return on investment, uptime, operator satisfaction, clinical outcomes, which are obviously extremely important. So I looked at that broad spectrum. I went over to the US and I went up to Canada to where our chief technology officer sits, looked at the development plan. And once I looked at all of that, that basically convinced me this was the company that was set for the quickest and biggest growth in the aesthetic market. Mm-hmm. So that's where it came from.
So was InMode in Australia before you started?
Yeah, we had a distributor here. We had two distributors here. The challenge with any distribution company is purely around lack of ability or limited ability, not lack, limited ability to invest in one company's suite of technologies. So because a distributor will look after maybe 6, 7, 8 brands of different technology groups, mm-hmm. and it's difficult to invest in each company's breadth of technology. So we found that there was good uptake of the InMode technology, but it was very limited to maybe one specific technology suite. And the company was looking obviously to grow the range of technologies. So that was one of the limitations with the distributor model and why InMode was looking to come direct.
Well, one thing, I know this probably sounds a bit shallow, but one thing I've noticed about the InMode devices is they look good. That's the very first thing that I noticed is the fact that they're aesthetically pleasing to the eye.
They look very good.
And that is
feedback from the market, is because our customers are obviously on selling treatments to their clients, they need something that looks new, that looks exciting, that looks as if it's leading the market. And so the design of the technologies, although they're very robust, they're very aesthetic, lightweight, makes it easier for clinics to implement it in their rooms. And clinics, whether they have a single room where they're looking to perform multiple treatment indications, or they may have multiple rooms where they're specializing in certain treatment areas per room. So yeah, people love it. They love the look of it. They're very easy to operate, touchscreen operation, lightweight for operators.
Yeah. And like, so one thing I've noticed is with the technology is the fact that, like you said, they're very innovative with the all-in-one RF technologies. Mm-hmm. So can we run through what the different ones are? Because like for me, who's a non-professional, it can be a little bit overwhelming what each device does. Because obviously you like as a clinic, you buy a workstation and then you can do a whole bunch of treatments. That's right, isn't it?
Correct. It depends on the clinic itself. So yeah. We have very specific technologies. One second. So I was just getting over some flu, so I apologize. We have very specific branded technologies to treat very specific indications. So if someone's running a busy hair removal clinic, for instance, and is looking for a specific platform that focuses on laser hair removal, we have a technology for that. But the spectrum of the technology is broken into really three aspects. We have our minimally invasive or minor surgical technologies. So that would be technologies where surgeons are looking to either do skin tightening, body contouring while doing liposuction.
Okay.
So and that would be like
which the body ones tight. Are they?
Yeah, that would be the Body Tight Pro.
Okay.
Or the Embrace RF is the technology that's focused predominantly around facial treatment, so non-ablative blepharoplasty, nasolabial fold tightening, smoothing around the jowl area, submental, under the chin. So, and then smaller areas. So
yeah, because a lot of people, they don't want to go down the path of the, you know, the surgical, but they might, they want to have stuff done, but they may never have it done because it's surgery. You know, in fact, my husband's one of these people who would never have his eyes done because of surgery. However, he would seriously consider doing something that was non-surgical that could help his eyes. And I think that that's happening a lot as well.
Yeah. So we're talking minor surgical or minimally invasive. So there you've got a single entry point wherever the doctor's doing the treatment, and you're using a cannula below the surface to almost like injectable RF. That's really what we're doing. So we do collagen stimulation, contraction of the tissue around the areas we're treating, improvement in elastin. So that is used by doctors where they don't want to put somebody under GA. It's an in-office procedure. They're using local tumescent solutions and minimal to no downtime for the client. And they usually would combine that with the Morpheus 8 fractional RF microneedling technology. So you're getting a almost like a dual benefit of really impressive contraction, smoothing, tightening of those areas with minimal, as I say, downtime for the client. So those are the minimally invasive technologies. So used by surgeons, so this could be plastic surgeons, cosmetics surgeons, dermatologists, anybody who's involved in minimally invasive type procedures. Then you have the non-invasive. So we have the two sections of non-invasive. We have the hands-free technologies, and then we have the operator-dependent. Again, there are specific platforms depending on the clinic's needs. So if somebody is focused predominantly on body contouring or sculpting, and they're looking at doing, let's say, volume reduction through fat destruction on the face, on the neck, on the body, and they're wanting to use very controlled deep thermal heating around smaller areas or larger areas, there's a platform called the Contourer, which is all around body contouring. And again, Morpheus 8, the RF fractional microneedling technology, is part of that specific platform. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what the clients or customers are looking to do if they are focused in a specific area. The InMode Pro or the Optimus brand, those are your multifunctional technologies. That's a platform that will accommodate all the non-invasive applicators, excluding surgical. So that would be fat destruction, skin tightening, Morpheus 8, fractional RF microneedling. It would encompass, it can handle the Lumecca, the pulse light applications, the dialase for the diode hair removal laser. So that's a platform that people can build. So they can start off small, they can have one or two technology functionalities or treatment functionalities. And then as their business grows, or as the requirements for their from their clients changes, they can adapt and expand that platform. So that's very effective where you have maybe clinics who have limited space and they're wanting to do, you know, get maximum return on investment treating the widest range of clientele. They would use, say, the InMode Pro, or it may be that they're wanting to put it in. They may have a bigger clinic, but they want to focus on one specific area because they may already have a technology that's addressing one of those treatment indications. And then as that technology ages and they want to expand their current platform, they have the flexibility to do that. So those are the non-invasive. And then what has really taken off globally, mainly due to COVID, I would say, but this development was in place 5-6 years ago, was the hands-free technologies. And we have two of those, one focused purely on facial contouring, so tightening of the cheek, jowl area, submental, the jawline. So it's all around focusing on the face. So that's the Evoke.
Okay.
So Evoke allows, and the beauty about that is, it's all built around artificial intelligence. That was the big driver. How do we bring to market technology that will allow clients to get repeatable, reproducible clinical outcomes with no personal contact and no consumable cost? because return on investment is all about, you know, minimizing the ongoing impact to the business, but maximizing returns. Mm-hmm. So these systems, so the Evoke is for the face, Evolve is the one that is the complete body excluding face. So it's built whereby the system will automatically, it reads the feedback temperature from the skin about 1,000 times a second. So what it allows the operators to do, or the clinic to do, firstly, is you don't need highly skilled people, set this up. You don't need a registered nurse or any highly skilled operator. You just need the ability to place the applicators in the correct area. You choose the RF energy that is provided as a guideline. You set the end target temperature and the time period that the client will be exposed to this treatment. And once you switch it on, there's no operator interference. The client can go about doing their emails or keep working on their laptop, etc. And these are multiple sessions whereby they can get a real good firming of the lower, we focus on the lower third of the face. So where you have your toxins and fillers for, you know, the upper two thirds of the face, one of the biggest challenges has always been, how do you effectively treat the lower third of the face through natural causes of aging, you know, sagging of skin, loose skin, loss of collagen, elastin, and this technology does it in a hands-free environment. So it allows the operators to basically provide a service where they are getting consistent energies and treatments every time the client comes in. And that's important for them. They want to see repeatable results that are not operator dependent.
And I guess as well, like for the patient as well, like it's nice to, like, not that I'm saying operator error, but it doesn't allow, like, there's no operator, like, basically the machine does the work. Right. Like, it's already been pre-programmed, so really it's, you know, nothing can go wrong. Is that right?
Well, things can always go wrong, but you limit, yes. But you're limiting that to a huge degree, absolutely. So some of the challenges that people will face, they have staff turnover. So they've got to retrain their staff. They may have certain staff who are skilled in one area of treatment, maybe less so in another area. It may be that, you know, in the morning, an operator is all bubbly and excited, but after going through a whole day's work, comes to the late afternoon, you know, they may not be as energetic as possible. if it's operator dependent, they may spend more time in one area of the face and maybe less in another area. So you're getting maybe variances in delivery of energy and, again, delivery of the right amount of energy or temperature in a specific area. This eliminates all of that. So it just makes it easy for people to use.
Yeah. And for the, and I think as well for the patient, to for the result as well, like it's sort of like, you know, this is what you have done and this is the, you know, not necessarily the result, but this is what you're going to experience and this is the result that you can achieve.
Correct.
I like that. So tell me, let's run through them one at a time. So we've done the Evoke.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Evolve?
So the Evolve is focused more on the body. That's the three-in-one. So that's the ability to do both fat destruction, so volume reduction.
Mm-hmm.
It does skin tightening, so that's the tight, using deep RF energy. And then there's the tone, which is electrical muscle stimulation. So the ability to destroy fat and reduce volume, to tighten the skin, and then to improve muscle strength and toning. And you can do all of that in a single session with a client. Or most of them will you know, do two of the three and then they'll plan a third treatment, you know, in between that. So again, all hands free, So it comes with very flexible applicators that can be customized per client. So if you have larger clients, smaller framed clients, and you can mix and match. So the overall ability to do all three of those treatment indications on a single platform is of very, very high interest to clinics. And again, no consumable costs. So, you know, if they want to put a client on a maintenance program after they've done the initial treatment, there's no financial impact on the clinic other than operator time. And again, the operator time is purely setting it up and then, you know, basically popping in and seeing how the client's going while they're on the treatment. So that allows, and there'll be certain clients that'll come in who just want volume reduction. So they're looking for fat reduction, and they do just that treatment. Others will come in and they're looking more for firming. They just want to tighten both, you know, the abdomen or the inner thighs, areas like that. And then there's others who maybe are, you know, go to gym, they're pretty fit, they have very little body fat, but they want to strengthen and tighten their abdominal muscles. So they would just be on, let's say, the tone. So it's the flexibility of being able to offer all three treatment indications on a single device, hands-free.
And also with that as well, I think what's, like as a clinic owner, how good to know that, like I know you have lots of training for clients as well, but how good to know that it is so simple as well, like you can't mess it up.
and that is the beauty about it. And that's what is attracting so many clinics to look into the technology is one, again, there's still, you know, we've been very fortunate in Australia, as we all know, with COVID. When you look around the world, and you see the impact, you know, we've been very, very fortunate to have managed it as well as it has been. So there's less concern about interaction between operator and client. Having said that, there is still a hesitancy. People are very nervous that, you know, we may potentially have another outbreak and go into another lockdown, you know, things like that. So there's still this big concern about if we can limit actual face-to-face interaction to some degree, it provides a level of safety. So they're able to address that. But the major concern for any clinic is, am I going to be able to deliver repeatable, predictable, consistent clinical results for our clients? Because that is vitally important. It's also a factor when people are in clinics are saying, well, we're at a stage that we need to either retain our existing clientele or we're wanting to expand our existing clientele and grow our business. This is a new technology that allows them to position themselves as different to other clinics in the market. So it has a dual benefit for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And so tell me, and I know it's probably going to be the similar with all of these, but the Morpheus 8, now, like, I know this is going gangbusters and I've spoken to quite a few doctors who have it, who love it and reckon it's transformed their clinic. But give us a quick rundown of the Morpheus 8 and what that does, because, like, I mean, I've heard it so many times, but the more I hear, the more I want to hear.
Look, Morpheus 8 has definitely been... If you want to put this, so in the minor surgical, minimally invasive side, the Embrace RF has been the star of that sector of the market. But in the non-invasive, Morpheus 8 is absolutely the star. It's the one that people are asking for consistently. And it's for a number of reasons. One is the breadth of treatment applications. So you can go from a resurfacing application, someone who just wants a little bit of brightening, younger clients who aren't aging, but they just want to look brighter or they're starting to develop a couple of little lines on their face. You can go from resurfacing down to the 7 millimeter depth tip with an 8 millimeter heat profile that can do deep body fat destruction and morphing of very deep structures. The biggest advantage with Morpheus 8, which sets it apart, is that the fractional RF micro needles actually target the fibrous septal network. So if, to break that down into layman's terms, within our skin, we have a matrix or scaffold that holds everything together. And as we start to age, we don't do that in a two-dimensional manner, but we do it in a three-dimensional manner. And so as we start to age, we start to lose collagen, we start to lose elastin, the fibers that hold us together. And so you get treatments that maybe treat superficially, or they may treat to a mid-range, but there's really nothing that can treat to the depths that Morpheus 8 can and target specifically the fibril septal network. So Morpheus 8 also allows you to deliver energy at three separate levels in the tissue or in the skin in a single pulse. So for instance, we may have a clinic where they want to treat at say 6 millimeters, 4 millimeters and 2 millimeter depth. So instead of having to have three different needles of that depth and having to do three passes to be able to achieve those depths, the operator can basically do it in a single pulse. They just set that on the system and it's fully customizable per client and per indication. So I was talking to one of our clinical doctors who does training of other doctors, and in his discussion, he actually mentioned that in his practice, what drew him to Morpheus 8 was he could quite effectively treat the face for collagen or laxity. But once you started to get down to the lower jaw and the neck, that was a massive problem, especially the neck. And when he started to use Morpheus 8 and could treat the lax skin on the neck and the results he got, he said that was the game changer for him in his practice. So it's minimal downtime. You can treat multiple indications. You see results almost instantly after the first treatment. On our Instagram, actually, we've got a picture of the British tennis star, Andy Murray, his mom, June. She had a course of three treatments over a year. And when you see the results from start to finish, they are just remarkable. And that's why this product has been so effective in market, and why so many people are introducing it, because it's, again, it's not a standalone. Most RF needling products or needling products are standalone devices. So a clinic invests in that and that's all it does. Morpheus 8 allows you flexibility. You can have it as a standalone device in your clinic if you're wanting to do face and body, or you can have it as a treatment application on one of the platforms and then have versatility of multifunctional revenue streams across the business. So it makes business sense for the clinic owner. They can treat multiple clients and not have to turn anybody away, but the clinical outcomes they get are absolutely phenomenal.
Right. You know, and one thing I've found with the Morpheus is, because like I said, I've spoken to quite a few doctors, the doctors love using it as well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So they will combine it. So yes. Going back to what I said previously about doctors who are doing the minimally invasive type work, or even doctors who are doing ablative resurfacing, any medical procedure where a doctor is involved, this gives them just an additional ability to complement the treatment that they've just done. It provides them the ability to add additional skin tightening and contouring to their procedure that allows them to really boost the clinical outcome that they're going to, have. So it's used in combination with, let's say, threads. People are who are still doing threads. It's used in combination with threading. It's used in combination with fillers or toxins. So you're able to really boost the clinical outcome for the patient. And that's what doctors like. And when we're talking at 7-8 millimeter depth, that's really medical treatment. And so it allows the doctor to have something unique in their practice that they only can be using.
Yeah. All right. So tell us, just so I can run through them, the Optimus. So can you just give us a little bit of a snapshot of that one?
So the Optimus and the InMode Pro are our multifunctional platforms that will handle all the radio frequency applicators, all the light-based applicators, and all the laser-based applicators. So the only thing the Optimus can't do is surgical. But anything to do with non-invasive, from the Morpheus through, as I said, to fat destruction, skin tightening, hair removal, treatment of pigmentation, vascular lesions, any of those applications can be accommodated on the Optimus and InMode Pro platforms.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Votiva?
So Votiva is a women's health platform. So mm-hmm. Votiva is focused on women's health and wellness, the ability to do both internal and external, both medical and aesthetic treatments. So the Votiva is used by women's health clinics or by specialists, aesthetic gynecology. So on the Votiva platform, you have the Forma V. So Forma V is an internal deep heating radio frequency applicator, which allows for contraction of the walls, the internal walls. So clients who are suffering from urinary incontinence or dryness post-childbirth, they would be the prime candidates for the Forma V. With Forma V, with the Votiva, the Morpheus 8 is part of that platform. So for the external tightening and aesthetics of female health, mm-hmm. The Morpheus 8 is used in there. And then on the surgical side, so you can get it with or without the ability to do a minimally invasive treatment. But for doctors who want to do a non-surgical labiaplasty, the Aviva applicator, which is very similar to the AccuTite on the Embrace RF, is used by doctors who want to provide a more medical outcome for their patients.
Got it. And I know we've covered a little bit about the contour, but what about the Triton?
So Triton is a very specific platform for laser hair removal.
Okay.
So that has three different wavelengths, which makes it unique. So it's an 810 diode laser. And then we have a dual applicator, which is a 755 alexandrite wavelength combined with an 810 diode wavelength. So the ability to deliver both of those wavelengths in a single treatment. And then we have the third applicator, which is an 810 diode and 1064 YAG applicator in combination. So those wavelengths are blended wavelengths on applicators. So a client who's focused primarily on laser hair removal allows him to treat all skin type clients very, very effectively, what are typically known as the gold standard wavelengths for hair removal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand with that one, it's a reduction in treatment time as well, isn't it? Like you get the job done quicker as well.
Yeah. Well, the results that we've seen are definitely quicker treatment times. And that's, again, a combination of having the right wavelength, but the ability to deliver very, very efficient and effective energy levels that are safe for the clients. And the footprint of the applicators are large. So the ability to do treatments very quickly, and very effectively is what's of great attraction to these clinics.
Yeah. And you know what? And the other thing is we've got to think of thinking about the patient here as well, is the fact that this one is really comfortable because I know how much hair removal hurts. But with the strong, you know, the built-in, you know, cooling system that this one has, it makes it even more bearable for the patient. Yeah. And I'm always about the patient, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, and you're so right. That is patient comfort is always a consideration.
Yeah, otherwise they're not going to come back. Or they're going to tell everyone how much it hurt.
Yeah, people will do treatments if it's, you know, the only thing around and they want to get a specific outcome, but they'll do it under duress. The majority of the treatment indications that you will get on the InMode platforms are very, very comfortable for both the client and the operator. For the operator, they lightweight, easy to use. They have an exceptional uptime. One of the biggest challenges in a clinic, when I speak to clinic owners and over the years, has been the fact that the technology needs to work and be reliable. The clinics cannot afford to have downtime. So the embarrassment of having a client on a table and the machine stops working, that's embarrassing. And then having to wait for days or weeks to have it repaired, so the clinic's losing revenue and they losing the trust of their clients. So uptime is really important. But because operators are working for such long periods during the day, they want to make sure that, you know, we're maximizing the efficiency of them and making it as easy as possible to get through the day. And then for the clients coming through, as you said, you know, it's comfortable treatments, they quick treatments, they efficient treatments, and they get the clinical results. So it allows the clinics to almost cross-sell and upsell other treatments, because when they see how efficient and effective the treatment is that they've had, they're quite comfortable at looking at, well, what else can I do?
Exactly. So say, for example, if we've got someone who's listening to this podcast who's a clinic owner, what's the best way for them to either try something or contact you, or like what's the first port of call for them to do?
Yeah, they can either go onto our website, inmode.com.au, and just fill in the contact us form, or on that website are our head office contact details. They can just give us a call. So we have national representation. We have territory managers in every state. We have clinical trainers in every state. So they can just give us a call or send us an email, mention if there's a specific technology or treatment indication they're interested in. And then our business development managers will get in contact with them, have a discussion to understand their business more clearly, you know, where they currently sit, what's keeping them awake at night. Is the business in decline? Is it okay? Are they looking to grow? Just understand the business so that we can then make sure we position the right solution for their business. And once we do that, if they're in New South Wales, in Sydney, where our head office is, they can pop into the office to our clinical room and come and have a look at the technology. Mm-hmm. Or if they're out, you know, in any of the other areas, our territory managers and business development managers will come out and see them. And if they need to see the technology, it's brought to their clinic. Or we have these hands-on days where multiple clinics will come together. We'll do hands-on treatments. They can feel the technology, try it, get a feel for, you know, what it would do in their business.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And say, for example, I'm a patient and I'm listening to this and I think, oh, my God, I need to try that Morpheus 8 or whatever. What's the best way for a patient to be able to find somewhere who does this technology that they think, oh, this is, I would like to find out more about it, or, you know, I'd like to speak to someone who offers this?
Sure. On the same website, inmode.com.au, we have a clinic locator. So all they have to do is go on there, type in their postcode, and they will be given a list of clinics in and around their area that they can contact and speak to about treatments. So if And again, if there's not one in their immediate area, and they're struggling on the website, same thing. They can either just contact us direct, and our admin team will go through that with them, help them locate specifically a clinic that will treat the specific indication that they're looking for. They can go onto our Instagram and direct message us. They can go into our Facebook page. So yeah, there's a lot of avenues that they can get a hold of us, and we're always available. Always love talking to people.
Yep, amazing. Look, because I'm on here now, I'm just going through things if I was a patient. So it's really easy to find. Like, the website is really easy to navigate. You can find people that offer what you want to have done. If you're a patient, you can find clinics that offer. If you're a clinic, you can find what all the different treatments do. So like it's a really good online brochure. It's one of the best websites I've ever seen in that space, I have to be honest. So you've done a really great job.
Thanks very much. We continue to work on that. So
yeah, fantastic.
Always reviewing the website and the information. So if people do think we can improve, always open to feedback.
Awesome. Well, look, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's been pleasure.
Pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure. And listeners, look, so if you do want to find out more, you can jump onto the InMode website. So it's InMode, so it's InMode.com.au. There's a whole lot of info on there. You can also, if you want to drop us an email, if you want to find out more, or if you have any questions, whatever, direct to them on their contact form. Or otherwise, you can even email me at trish@anybody, that's anybody.com.au, and I'm more than happy to pass on the info that I've learned as well. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dennis.
Thank you.
That's been amazing insight. Thank you so much. All right, have a great day.
Thanks, you too. All the best.
Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Bye.
The Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners. For more information, visit plasticsurgeryhub.com.au or email info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au. The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.